Okay, let's unpack this. So if you're running a modern business, chances are you're juggling, well, at least three really core tools, right? You've got something powerful for your team collaboration, maybe like Microsoft Teams. Then there's your communication system handling voice, messaging, perhaps 3CX, and of course the help desk for all your customer support. Now, individually, these things are great. They're engines of efficiency. But the moment you need them to work together, that's where things often just seize up.
Oh, absolutely. That whole siloed systems problem, it's probably the headache we hear about most from, well, pretty much every mid-sized company. It just creates these bottlenecks, doesn't it? And forces people into doing things manually, passing info back and forth, which, inevitably delays customer responses. You want to solve this information overload fast. And the reality is, when a customer calls in on, say, 3CX, your agent really shouldn't have to scramble across three different apps just to figure out who they are and what they need.
Exactly. That scramble, that application hopping, that's what kills productivity, kills service quality too. So our mission today really is to do a deep dive into the sources we found that detail this new wave of AI-powered integration. We're talking about moving beyond just, basic API connections. We want to look at how AI adds this genuinely smart layer, how it lets these systems talk to each other intelligently, and how that changes the game for getting instant resolutions.
Yeah, and I think we have to start by maybe acknowledging where the old ways failed. Traditional integrations, they often fell short simply because they were too rigid. They just operated on fixed rules. If this happens, then do that. Very basic. And that leads to disconnected data, context getting lost all the time, and frankly, a support model that's always playing catch up, reactive. So, yeah, today we'll show the actual mechanics, the how of AI tackling these common issues, replacing those static connections with dynamic learning workflow automation.
Okay, so let's start right there then. What is it that makes these newer AI integrations fundamentally different compared to, say, the rigid rule-based stuff we might have tried, I don't know, 5 or 10 years back? What is that specific, that crucial intelligence layer you mentioned?
Fundamentally, it's about understanding and using context. Old automation, it just moved data points around. Like field A from system one goes to field B in system two. That's it. AI adds this intelligence layer that actually learned patterns over time. It understands the intent behind, say, a customer email or a Teams chat, and it makes decisions dynamically based on that understanding. It's not just following a preset path. And that is what transforms your tech stack from separate tools into, well, a single, unified, really responsive system.
Responsiveness, yeah, that feels like the key word. Okay, so let's get into those aha mechanics then, the things our sources are highlighting. Where does the AI actually start adding value in that customer journey?
Well, interestingly, it often starts before the conversation even properly begins. The first big capability is what we call intelligent context awareness. So picture this. A customer calls your support line via 3CX. Before your agent even finishes clicking the answer button, the AI is already working. It's compiling this comprehensive profile. And I don't just mean pulling up open tickets. It's looking at the sentiment of their last few interactions, maybe the product they bought last month, relevant chats they had with sales and teams, all of it.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just a static CRM record flashing up. It's more like a real-time tailored dossier for that specific interaction. That alone must save critical minutes, right? And stop the customer having to repeat their whole story for the 10th time.
Exactly. Saves time, reduces frustration on both sides. Then the second big shift is predictive routing. Traditional routing often just sends the call or ticket to whoever's next in line. Agent A is free, so Agent A gets it. Simple. Machine learning, though, is way more sophisticated. It analyzes the ticket content or maybe the call transcription in real time. It figures out the complexity, the customer's priority, the specific expertise needed, and then it matches that issue instantly to the agent who is best equipped and has the capacity right now.
Okay. So that gets rid of that whole frustrating scenario where a ticket lands in the wrong queue, sits there for an hour, then gets bounced around.
Precisely. Solves that problem directly. And third, we get rid of a lot of manual error, especially transcription, with automated ticket creation. The AI can take unstructured data, like a Teams chat, a long 3CX call recording, even a messy email, and turn it into a structured, properly categorized help desk ticket automatically. It pulls out the key info, writes a summary, attaches the source files, all without a human needing to type it all out manually.
That sounds like, oh, like a dream for freeing up agent time. Seriously. Okay, and the fourth point, you mentioned moving from reactive to proactive, preventing fires.
Right, that brings us to smart escalation. This is all about getting ahead of problems. The AI monitors the ticket status, its complexity, and compares it against your service level agreement, your SLA, the promise you made about resolution time. Now, if the AI predicts, based on the issue type or maybe the current queue lengths, that you're likely going to breach that critical SLA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't wait. It automatically triggers an alert, maybe notifies a supervisor, or escalates the ticket itself before you actually miss the deadline.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. We get the underlying intelligence now, the what, but how does AI actually show up? How does it manifest inside those three big platforms people are using every single day? Let's walk through that unified ecosystem. Maybe start with Microsoft Teams. Yeah, let's do that. With Teams, the AI integration really transforms it. It stops being just a place for internal chats, you know, water cooler stuff. It becomes a genuine command center for support collaboration. And the huge benefit here, I think, is preserving context. Like, you could be deep in a Teams channel discussing a tricky client issue, realize it needs formal tracking, and just use a simple command, or maybe tag the message, and boom, a help desk ticket is created. And the system pulls in the entire chat history, right? Files included, and embeds it straight into that ticket.
That preservation of context is so powerful. Especially when you have different teams involved, like IT and customer success, maybe. Imagine, say, an urgent server problem. The relevant Teams channel, which might have people from IT, engineering, maybe a customer success manager, they all get real-time updates.
Yeah.
Ticket status changes, customer replies popping in, even those AI warnings about potential SLA breaches we talked about. Everyone sees the same information, the same single source of truth, and they don't even have to leave Teams to get it.
That's huge for visibility. Plus, Teams kind of becomes the first line of defense too, doesn't it, with chatbots?
Exactly. We're seeing more AI-powered chatbots integrated right into Teams channels. They can handle those routine, repetitive questions instantly. How do I reset my password? What's the status of ticket XYZ? That provides immediate answers 24/7 and make sure your human agents are saved for the really complex, nuanced stuff.
Okay, so Teams is a collaboration hub. What about 3CX on the communication side? How does AI enhance that?
All right, so 3CX becomes this nerve center for capturing customer intent and interaction details. The integration ensures that pretty much every call can automatically trigger a help desk ticket. And crucially, it includes the call recording itself, a searchable transcription of the call, and all that caller context we discussed automatically attached. This alone gets rid of that, you know, that 5-minute scramble after every call where the agent has to manually type up notes and log everything.
Ah, yeah. I can almost hear the collective sigh of relief from support agents everywhere. No more manual recap typing. But what about during the call? What's the benefit there, live?
That's where the enhanced screen pop comes in. A traditional screen pop might just show the caller's name, maybe their company, basic stuff. An AI-driven one, though. It delivers a concise, curated summary of the most relevant info the very moment the agent answers. It prioritizes things like open tickets, recent purchases, maybe even flags if this customer is known to be high value or perhaps was unhappy on their last call. It just gives the agent instant situational awareness and confidence.
Okay, that's about arming the agent in the moment. What about making sure the info gathered during that call actually gets used effectively afterwards?
That's where the post-call workflows kick in, almost immediately. The AI can use sentiment analysis and keyword spotting on that call transcription to figure out the next logical step. Did the customer agree to a follow-up email? Was the issue actually resolved on the call? Based on that analysis, the AI can automatically update the ticket status, schedule that follow-up task, or even trigger an internal review if needed. It ensures nothing falls through the cracks.
Okay, so Teams handles the internal chat and status, 3CX manages the call intelligence and capture, and then the help desk system. That becomes the central resolution hub armed with all this rich, structured data.
Wow. Exactly. The help desk is where it all comes together. And it sees huge benefits from this too. First, there's automated ticket enrichment. It's pulling all that structured data from Teams chats, from 3CX call logs, and creating these really comprehensive machine-readable records within the help desk ticket itself. And that directly feeds into the next step, smart categorization. This uses natural language processing NLP, which is basically the AI's ability to read and understand human language, just like we do. It analyzes the actual content of the ticket, the customer's description of the problem.
And NLP is pretty key here, right? Because it's more than just spotting keywords.
Oh, much more. It understands intent and sentiment. So if a customer writes, "My connection keeps dropping, this is driving me crazy,"
mm-hmm.
NLP doesn't just categorize it as technical issue. It understands the high frustration level expressed and can automatically assign a higher priority or severity tag instantly.
Okay. And this smarter categorization then helps with the final resolution.
Precisely. That leads to better knowledge base integration. By fully understanding the ticket's topic and urgency via NLP, the system can proactively suggest the most relevant knowledge base articles or standardized solutions directly to the agent working on it. This dramatically cuts down the time agents spend searching for answers. It ensures consistency, faster resolutions across the board. The goal really shifts from agents searching for information to them solving the problem.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we've seen how the AI works and where it plugs in. Let's talk practicalities. Implementation.
Right. Now, let's maybe pivot to implementation strategy.
Yeah.
Because the tech is cool, but making it work is crucial. And the sources we looked at really emphasize that success here doesn't start with picking a vendor. It starts with identifying your specific pain points.
Mm.
You absolutely have to map out your current customer journey first. Like, literally, follow the steps. Note down every single manual handoff, every time information gets lost or delayed, every time an agent has to switch applications. Where does it hurt most right now?
That's really sound advice. Find the friction points before you try to automate them. Makes sense. Could you walk us through one of those common high-impact workflow examples that the sources detail, fully optimized with AI?
Yeah, sure. Let's take that seamless journey we sort of hinted at earlier. Okay, so customer calls 3CX. Instantly, the AI creates a help desk ticket, attaching the call context, maybe transcription starts. Predictive routing kicks in. It analyzes the likely issue. Maybe it detects keywords relating to a complex server config problem, scores it as high complexity. So it bypasses Tier 1 and assigns it directly to Agent Z, who's the Tier 2 specialist for that product line. Agent Z gets an immediate notification right within Teams, showing the ticket details, the customer's history, maybe even links to relevant internal docs. Now, let's say Agent Z is tied up. The AI keeps monitoring the SLA clock. It sees the ticket is approaching, say, 90% of its allowed resolution time. So before the breach happens, it automatically posts an alert in a specific Teams channel for supervisors, flagging it for immediate attention. See, that's intelligent automation working end-to-end, proactively protecting that service quality.
That really does sound seamless, but I have to ask the question that's probably on a lot of listeners' minds. Where's the catch? I mean, implementing these interconnected learning systems, this sounds like a potentially massive project, isn't the initial setup incredibly complex? Doesn't it require, months of custom coding and specialist skills?
That's a really important question. And what the sources are stressing is that the nature of the complexity has actually shifted. It's generally not about needing armies of developers for custom coding anymore. Modern tools often provide these low-code or even no-code integration frameworks, drag-and-drop, configuration, that sort of thing. The real complexity, where the careful work needs to happen, is in the human oversight in the training phase. We have to remember and emphasize this AI should augment human judgment, not just replace it wholesale. You need your teams involved in setting the initial parameters, defining the workflows, and crucially, correcting the system when it gets things wrong, especially early on.
Okay, but how do you build that trust? How do you make sure the human teams actually rely on the AI and don't just feel like overriding it all the time because they don't get it or trust it?
You design the implementation around building trust. One key mechanism is confidence scoring. This means the AI doesn't just blindly take an action like categorizing a ticket. It suggests the action and assigns a confidence score, say, I'm 95% certain this is a billing issue. For routine stuff where the score is consistently high, yeah, let the system automate it. But for those tricky edge cases, the really complex, maybe unusual or brand new scenarios, the AI's confidence score might be much lower, maybe 55%. In those cases, the system doesn't act automatically. It flags it and requests human confirmation. That low score acts as a signal. Hey, a human expert should probably look at this one.
Ah, I see. So it keeps humans in the loop for the judgment calls. That makes sense. And what about when the AI does get it wrong? How do the teams teach it not to make the same mistake again?
That's the critical role of feedback loops. It needs to be built right into the process. Every time a human corrects an AI's suggestion, maybe they change the ticket category the AI assigned, or they reroute a ticket it sent to the wrong team, or fix a summary it generated, that correction needs to be captured. That action, that human correction, is fed back into the machine learning model. This allows the system to continuously learn your specific business language, your customer context, your operational nuances over time. That's what makes the automation truly intelligent and customized to your needs, not just generic.
All right, so it learns from its mistakes, guided by the team. That's powerful. All right, let's connect all this back to the bottom line. We've talked about the intelligence, the streamlined workflows.
Yeah.
What does this actually mean for a business? Let's talk about hard metrics. What kind of measurable impact are the source materials reporting?
Well, the impact reported is often pretty rapid and quite significant. Sources consistently indicate that mid-sized companies implementing this kind of integrated AI workflow typically see a 40 to 60% reduction in their average ticket resolution time. And that's often within the first 3 months or so. It's mainly driven by, cutting out that wasted search time, eliminating the context switching and reducing those misrouted tickets we discussed.
Wow, 40 to 60% faster resolution. That's a massive ROI just on the customer experience side alone.
It is. And there's also a huge positive impact on the agents themselves. Support teams consistently report spending something like 70% less time on those repetitive low-value tasks like manual data entry and just toggling between different applications. And this isn't just about saving costs on time, right? It's about redirecting that human effort towards actual complex problem-solving, maybe building deeper customer relationships. And that correlates directly with higher agent satisfaction, less burnout, better retention.
Which makes total sense. Happier, less frustrated agents usually means better service. And presumably that flows through to the customer satisfaction scores.
Precisely. We see average increases in CSAT, or customer satisfaction scores, of around 25%. And that's largely attributed to those much faster response times we mentioned, plus significantly higher first contact resolution rates. Because again, the agents have all the context they need right from the very first second of the interaction. No more asking the customer to repeat themselves or putting them on hold to look things up.
Okay, that's really definitive evidence then. This isn't just theoretical tech anymore. It's delivering tangible, measurable results for businesses right now. So as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's look just a little bit ahead. This tech is moving incredibly fast. What do the sources suggest is coming next? What's the near future of AI integration look like in this specific workflow space?
Yeah, the emerging capabilities are really focused on shifting businesses from being reactive or even just proactive to becoming truly prescient. Seeing problems before they happen. We're definitely moving towards more predictive issue detection. This is where the AI analyzes not just support tickets, but maybe system logs, user behavior data, social media sentiment, to identify potential customer problems before the customer even realizes they need to report it. Imagine fixing an issue before the customer calls. And furthermore, we're seeing advancements in multimodal AI. This means combining insights from text, from voice calls, maybe even video analysis or behavioral data to get an even richer, more complete understanding of the context. That allows for even more accurate predictions, routing, and resolution suggestions down the line.
Interesting. So getting these integrations right now, connecting Teams, 3CX, Helpdesk intelligently, isn't just about optimizing today's operations. It's really about laying the foundation to actually leverage these future, more proactive capabilities when they mature.
Absolutely. And I think that raises a really important closing thought for listeners, doesn't it? The ultimate goal here isn't just about automating away today's tedious tasks, though that's a great benefit. It's really about building a flexible, scalable, intelligent foundation now, connecting your core systems in a way that learns and adapts. Because that foundation is what will allow you to rapidly adopt those powerful future AI capabilities as they emerge. It's much better than trying to somehow bolt AI onto a collection of still disjointed systems later on down the road. Really, the integrated, intelligent ecosystem you build today directly determines how ready you'll be for the next wave of innovation tomorrow.